The race to build self-improving artificial intelligence just got a $4 billion boost with a new startup backed by some of the biggest names in AI research. This isn't just about making smarter models. It's about automating the very creation of AI itself, pushing the boundaries of what we thought possible. The implications for the future of technology, and indeed humanity, are immense. This is TSL Bite-Sized, your daily AI news brief for Thursday, May 14, 2026. Let's get into it. Our top story today, as reported by the New York Times, centers on a new venture called Recursive Superintelligence, which has secured a staggering $4 billion in funding. This ambitious startup is founded by a team of notable researchers who previously held key positions at Google, Meta, and AI, bringing a wealth of experience and expertise to the table. Their primary goal is to develop self-improving artificial intelligence, a concept that aims to automate the process of AI creation and refinement, potentially leading to exponential advancements in the field. This significant investment underscores the growing belief among investors and technologists that the next frontier in AI lies in systems capable of enhancing their own capabilities without constant human intervention. The project represents a bold step towards what many in the AI community refer to as artificial general intelligence, or AGI, and could fundamentally reshape how AI is developed and deployed across all sectors. The involvement of such high-profile figures from leading AI labs signals the serious intent and potential impact of recursive superintelligence on the global AI landscape.
Moving on, Microsoft is reportedly making strategic moves to diversify its AI portfolio and reduce its reliance on its key partner, OpenAI. According to Guru Focus, Microsoft is actively pursuing the acquisition of various artificial intelligence startups, a strategy corroborated by Reuters, which cites five people familiar with the matter. This initiative suggests that the software giant is preparing for a future where its AI capabilities are not solely tied to a single external entity, even one as vital as OpenAI has been. The potential acquisitions would allow Microsoft to integrate a broader range of AI technologies directly into its ecosystem, enhancing its competitive edge and offering more proprietary solutions. This strategic shift could indicate a maturation of the AI market, where major players are looking to build more robust, independent AI infrastructures rather than relying heavily on partnerships. It's a clear signal that Microsoft is keen to control more of its AI destiny, ensuring long-term innovation and stability.
In a significant development for international AI policy, OpenAI has publicly expressed its support for the creation of a global AI governance body. As reported by Fox Business, Chris Lahan, vice president at OpenAI, stated that this proposed body should be led by the United States and crucially include China as a member. This announcement comes amidst ongoing high-level discussions between global leaders, including a recent visit by former President Trump for talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping, highlighting the geopolitical context of AI regulation. The inclusion of China in such a body would be a landmark decision, acknowledging the nation's immense contributions to AI research and its critical role in shaping global technological standards. OpenAI's stance suggests a recognition that effective AI governance requires broad international cooperation, especially from the world's leading AI powers, to address the complex ethical and safety challenges posed by advanced AI systems. This move could pave the way for more unified global approaches to AI development and deployment, fostering shared understanding and mitigating potential risks on a worldwide scale.
Anthropic, a prominent AI developer, is expanding its market reach and refining its product offerings with two notable announcements. According to Yahoo Finance, the company has officially debuted Claude for Small Business, a new offering designed to bring its advanced conversational AI capabilities to a wider range of enterprises. This move signifies Anthropic's continued push into the enterprise software space, aiming to make its powerful AI models accessible and beneficial for smaller organizations looking to leverage AI for efficiency and innovation.
Furthermore, VentureBeat reports that Anthropic has reversed an earlier policy, now reinstating the use of OpenClaude and other third-party agents on its Claude subscriptions. This reversal comes with the introduction of Agent SDK credits, allowing paid subscribers to specifically allocate resources for programmatic uses, including external agent integrations. This flexibility is a significant development, demonstrating Anthropic's responsiveness to user needs and its commitment to fostering a more open and versatile ecosystem for its AI models. In a bold move to challenge established players in the personal computing market, Google is set to launch a new line of AI-powered laptops, dubbed Google Books. MoneyWise reports that these new devices, slated for release this fall, will be built around Google's Gemini AI, marking the company's most significant laptop reset since 2011. This initiative is a direct shot at market leaders like Apple and Microsoft, aiming to differentiate through deep AI integration and potentially redefine the user experience for everyday computing. Before I let you go, keep an eye on Google's upcoming I/O Developer Conference. Sources.news indicates that the company is planning to unveil a new Gemini model during the event, which is scheduled for Tuesday. While the report suggests this particular iteration may not be a groundbreaking leap, it's always worth watching for new developments and insights into Google's evolving AI strategy and future product directions. That is TSL, bite-sized for Thursday, May 14th, 2026. We covered the $4 billion push for self-improving AI, Microsoft's strategic independence from OpenAI, and OpenAI's call for global AI governance, including China. Find the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. See you tomorrow.